here 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got some rain falling, 46 degrees. Welcome to our Talk Around Wednesday. And I've been talking about this all morning. In fact, I've been talking about this all week. Leech Public Library's Chocolate Day happening tomorrow. Melissa Bakken in studio with us once again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in here.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, always great to see your smiling face and talk about library goings on. Now, this is one of your biggies coming up tomorrow. You got a big day.
This is our really big event for the library.
Tell me about it. What's going on? What's happening? I know you got a used book sale and the chocolate.
Yes.
Let's cover that.
So our Friends of the Library group decided over about 38 years ago to do a chocolate binge or the chocolate day and used book sale. And so
you know how to get to people.
Books and chocolate, right?
Right.
So they've done this for 38 years, but they've done so much more for us. Mm-hmm. You know, the Friends of the Library group have done so many fabulous things for us. Next week is actually National Friends of the Library Week. So you may have another speaker in next week. I'm not sure if one of the gals has contacted you or not, but she would like to come in and talk a little bit
about
the Friends.
I'd love to have her in here. Yeah, it's a great thing to talk about.
So last year, their latest support came in the way of securing a grant to start the digitization of the local newspapers, and we were able to do that with another grant that the library received, and we were able to do that for up to 1962. But they've also used their funding from this event for the purchase of our outdoor sign, our microfilm reader, and the microfilm that is now being digitized, renovation of the kitchen, the storytime room, and the children's library, furniture for the lounge area and the library, computers, including their very first computer back in, I believe, what was 1990. It was dial-up, and we had one computer that we had to share with the public. They've also helped with funding for technology upgrades, licensing for programs, our outdoor book drop, and support for children's reading programs. And then there's also funding that they've helped us with for other smaller projects.
So you get by with a little help from your friends.
We sure
they've
do.
They've been very, very
good. We're always
good to
looking
you.
For more friends.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, you can never have too many. Yeah.
They've been just so gracious with their time and effort that they put into the Leech Library.
Sure.
It's just great. So tomorrow is our big event. The chocolate is going to be served from 12 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The free will book sale or event is open from 12 to 6 on Thursday, 9 to 4 on Friday, and 9 to 1 on Saturday.
Fantastic.
There is a boatload of books for people to look through. We also sell one library bag for $10, and you can fill the bag. Dessert will be a $5 fee, and that'll include coffee and a drink, I believe either water or lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
There is a takeout option, so you can stop in and grab some desserts.
So for people on the go, sure.
Yep.
Great.
I love the fact that it starts at noon because it's lunch. And also, to become a member of the Friends of the Library, it's a $5 annual fee.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
And then we just ask if people are able to help us with this event, mm-hmm. you know, putting time in downstairs with the chocolate event or actually the book sale up above.
Sure.
So.
Well, and we were talking before we went on the air, this digitizing that you're doing over there. I know when Janet Gageland comes in to do her history reports, usually she's over there digging. And I don't know how many times she said, I'm so grateful for that service over there.
Yeah.
So hopefully, yeah, they can provide you with some funding where that can just go on and on.
Yeah. Yeah. We're hoping to finish off the project through our current newspaper, and then keep going after that. So
how's the traffic been? I live over there, so I see people going in and out of there constantly.
Well,
so.
Of course, summertime's always busier, and
sure.
people, and then the children go to school, and so time is short for them, you mm-hmm. know. That, but yeah, we still see a lot of traffic. We have a lot of homeschooling families
okay.
that will utilize the library on a daily basis.
Sure,
our regular readers and regular computer users, because we don't just have the books. We also are kind of a technology center for the public.
That's right.
We have computers that are available for people. We have a printer, scanner, copier for people, you know, nominal charges, whatever.
Has that been fun for you kind of growing along with the technology and seeing how that just improves?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, when I started, we were still putting cards and stamping cards and putting cards in the books and
right.
trying to keep track of books that way. But Yeah,
you were a librarian.
We were stamping those cards, and so there's been a lot of technology upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And good upgrades too. Yep. I mean, yep. as far as what you're doing over there too, that's got to be exciting.
Yep, a lot of people will come in and say, you know, the post office used to offer a copier, but they don't anymore.
Right. You get a lot of people like me coming in saying I'm old fashioned. I'd rather just pick up a book.
Yes. Oh yes. Yeah. All the time. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, the nice thing is that the libraries today also offer e-books, mm-hmm. e-audiobooks
sure.
through the Libby app. And that is really quite helpful for people. You know, they can increase their font size if they need to on their tablet, but it's a free download with their library card.
Were you a bookworm as a kid? Did you always like to read?
Yeah, I really was.
Okay.
The high school I grew up in was right across the street from the public library. So if you were good, if you were a good student, you could take your recess? Yeah, not recess, but like your free period.
Your free period. Yeah, okay. And it's like study hall.
Study hall. Yeah. You could take your study hall across the street at the public library.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice feature.
I spent a lot of time, over there. Yep.
Fantastic. So you kind of fell into this naturally.
Yeah, I really still love my job.
I was going to say, that guy, it's got to be your passion.
Yeah, yep.
Fantastic.
That and my grandkids.
There you go. Well, dual meaning. Yeah. You spread it out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So again, let's cover this Chocolate Day and the used book sale tomorrow. That's
tomorrow.
What we're here to promote. And what time is that starting at?
Okay. It starts at noon.
Okay.
The chocolate event will go from noon to 5.
Mm-hmm.
The book sale will go from noon to 6. And then Friday from 9 to 4 and 9 to 1 on Saturday.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And folks, if you missed any of this or kind of coming in the middle of it, we're going to rebroadcast this interview in podcast later on this afternoon. That will be available on our website. So just go there and get all of that information. Melissa, you're going to have a busy day tomorrow.
We will.
I kind of have a feeling people are ready to get back. Yep. And
just a reminder that none of the items are priced with the exception of the chocolate. It's a free will offering. So
support your local library.
Absolutely.
And beautiful building over there.
Thank
and you.
You
and your staff doing such a great job.
Thank you.
And handling everything over there. Great to have you in, Melissa.
Thank you for
Come back
me.
And give us an update. And whoever your person is, get them in here next week and we can talk about Friends of the Library, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks,
right.
Bill.
Melissa Bakken-Leach, Public Library. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
A thousand